Imagine knowing exactly what your students are learning and exactly which steps you need to take next.
Join us in Download the Reading Quiz to craft meaningful and productive formative assessments that move away from gotcha moments of basic recall and toward assessing what your students actually can do.
In this 30-minute free masterclass, we'll share three powerful assessment keys that work for any novel at any time of the year.
Head to shop.bravenewteaching.com/masterclass to sign up, and we'll also send you a free workbook to keep track of all your notes.
Once again, that's shop.bravenewteaching.com/masterclass to nail formative assessments forever.
Well, hello and welcome back to Brave New Teaching. And hello, Amanda. We have officially made it to 200 episodes.
Oh my word. Congratulations, Marie.
Hey, Amanda, I was just going to say congratulations to you too. Oh my gosh. Oh
my word.
Heavens above. Friends, raise your hand as if it's safe to do so. Raise your hand if you've been here since the beginning, since the 2020 April Fool's Day beginning of the Brave New Teaching podcast. Hands up, hands up. Oh, look at all 12 of you. This is like insane that Amanda and I, we've said it before on the podcast, but if you are new around here or newer, we literally started a podcast that became a like teacher resources and trainings business, all with the idea that she and I just wanted to do a fun project together. And then we were like, oh, look at this. It's a global pandemic. Everything's different right now. You know what? We should start just talking because people really need to make connections. Oh, you know what's a good day to launch a new podcast in the middle of a global pandemic? April Fool's Day. Let's do it. April 1st. Let's go.
Well, we were so like, well, and people who were around, like everyone knew, like at this point, we had already kind of prepared, right? We had already recorded
a solid
3 to 4 episodes. We picked our launch date. Like we figured everything out and like everything unraveled just before this was all set in motion. And so like we set everything in motion the way that we had planned it, but then immediately had to rethink what we were going to record to be the most helpful.
Right. Well, because truly when we were stuck trying to between all of the rocks and all of the hard places, especially as educators and parents in the midst of what's happening, the world is kind of shut down, kind of not the most polarizing political sphere, right? Like all of the things. Yes. And then to be an educator in the middle of all that, we found that we personally needed connection and we found that with each other and with our own friends. And then we were like, okay, but like not everybody has what we have. So that's what this podcast can become. And that's what it became and still is. And that's like, dude, 200 episodes, man. That's a lot of talking to each other on air and off.
That's just like the technical number because we've had bonus episodes. We started an entire side project with Happy Hour. So like we have far past 200 episodes for sure. But stopping and looking at it here is pretty crazy. Like I think if I were to think back on all of those episodes, like first of all, we are two completely different people. I mean, I can remember when we first started, I had a 1 and a 2-year-old. I mean, I was married. You were married.
I'm no longer married.
big life has happened to us in this time. And I'm so grateful for you. I mean, you got me through that time in my life of parenting kids through the 1, 2, 3 phase. Now that I'm over here, I have a 5 and a 6-year-old, like totally different stages of life. I cannot believe it because that was the hardest thing I ever did. And if I didn't have you, I don't know how I would have made it through that as a parent. Forget all the education stuff.
Like I'm with you.
As a person, a human, I needed you so desperately. And I am so grateful for you as a person. I love you.
Well, and like doing this project, I guess we'll call it, this business can be our project. And all of the small projects and like side quests and things within it have been a major, major piece of keeping me, myself grounded at the very, very basic level. I'm not saying that I'm grounded every single day because that would be
untrue.
And I feel like it's rude to lie to our listeners and friends of the podcast because I think we all know that I'm lofty at best. But just knowing that there's like a solid foundation of just general like respect and love between you and me. And then I know that that shines through our podcast, especially to our listeners. And like, we truly value each other and we value all of you listening quite a bit. And I'm going to get really sappy soon, but...
Okay, don't get too sappy, because I was just about to say, like, there are, I've not been that good to you. I mean, I've given you a real hard time, because let's do a true, I want to do like a true test of a before and after, which will involve and require an apology on my part, okay?
What are you talking about?
When we started this podcast,
yes.
Not only did I not have a library card.
That's true.
But I also, like, without any shame or anything, would openly mock you for any kind of fantasy dragon reading, whatever. I today have multiple tentacled, krakened, dragoned, covered books in my bedroom library, mm-hmm. and a library card. So
listen,
I was wrong. I may be entering a shade of a fantasy era.
Say it again. Slower.
It's because of you.
say it again for the people in the back.
I may be entering a fantasy era. Now, I owe that all to Marie, because she never gave up on me. She never gave up.
Joke's on you. I was playing the long con the whole time.
You were.
I know that I'm right. Okay.
I'm still not into the Thorn and Roses court. Up. I'm not there on that one, but
you said it wrong on purpose.
I was just like quickly peeking. It's like in my covered library.
You said it wrong on purpose, and we all know it.
Oh my gosh, I'm choking.
That was rude, but I'm going to let it fly, because we are still in the midst of the long con.
Right. So forget all the parenting love and what you're being married, whatever. You've transformed me from a hater to a maybe I'm reading fantasy now.
Listen, your temperature is tepid, but we're going to get warmer. Just wait till you come visit me this summer. Just wait until you come visit me this summer, and I lock you in one of the rooms of my house where I have multiple shrines to fantasy series. Okay? Really, any room you go in. You go into the little girl room. That sounds weird. You go into my daughter's room. You're going to find age-appropriate fantasy books. Okay. No, you're not feeling early and emerging reader. Fine, Amanda. You go into the soon to be middle schoolers room, you're going to find middle grades fantasy and YA and sci-fi. Okay. And then you go into my room and it's over. We can't talk about that on that podcast, because this is the types of books are not appropriate. Anyways.
We've evolved. We've enjoyed having you all with us is really the point of what I was trying to make. And it's pretty cool.
Well, and thank you for letting us be us and enjoying this. I feel like if you don't enjoy this, you've already turned your car off and ran away from it.
Well, good for you.
You threw your AirPods into a sea somewhere.
No.
Yeah. Okay. So today's episode, friends, is celebrations. And here's the fun fact. As Amanda and I are recording this intro, very lengthy intro, we don't actually know what's in this episode. We're going to be listening to it in real time with all of you, which is kind of bananas. Our assistant friend, really glue that keeps us all together, Megan, has been putting together some voice memos and things from a lot of you who have called in, and she changed the password on us. So we actually cannot listen to these things ahead of time. And I was like, as we started to record, I was like, Amanda, I'm so sorry. I have to admit, I don't know what we're recording right now. And she was like, no, that's the point. And I was like, oh, thank God.
We don't. It's a surprise episode for us. We're like, so excited.
Oh, thank God. Okay, good. Because I kind of forgot.
I guess that's all we want to say is thank you for being here. And we this morning sat down and started brainstorming yet again, like a whole nother season, semester of what's to come. The podcast is still going strong. We're going in response to you all as much as possible still. So keep looking out for stuff on social, stuff in your emails. We are always asking for feedback and ideas and interviews and things like that. We are always, always, always listening to you and what you need in real time. So as long as you are not shy, you can talk to us and let us know what you need. And we're all about it.
And listen, if you want a book recommendation, I have many. And that's where we're going to leave it.
Yeah. And I might too. Maybe.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the arc. That's Amanda's character arc. Do you see where we're going here?
Oh my God.
Oh my God. If I even wanted a tattoo, I would make you get a matching tattoo with me of some sort of fantasy something just to really solidify the bond. And those of you who read fantasy are going to see the like what I'm getting at here, the bond.
Should we get matching tattoos?
I don't want a tattoo. But we could get like fake ones. We could get custom made fake ones.
Okay. Well, let's okay. do that.
Coming soon to a bravenewteaching.com, shop.bravenewteaching.com near you. Order your own custom tattoos. Oh my God. Can we do that?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Friends, we're going to plan this offline, but you all are going to listen and then we're going to listen and we're all going to have so much fun on Instagram. So join us there in stories today while you're listening to this, because that's where we'll be after we listen. Do you want to say it with me?
No.
Fine. Okay.
No, I don't want to break tradition on the.
You're right. Okay. For the 200th time, cue the music.
You're listening to Brave New Teaching, and we are so much more than a podcast.
We give teachers the inspiration, support, and tools to challenge the status quo.
I'm Amanda, and I'm a former English teacher from Illinois.
And I'm Marie, and I'm a teacher from Southern California.
Join us at bravenewteaching.com to find out more about our courses, festivals, and get every episode's show notes.
We're so glad you're here. Enjoy the show.
Hello, everybody. And if you are 1,000% yelling at this computer screen right now, or your phone, or your car, or whatever, that you absolutely need this temporary tattoo, same. So we should, as a community, make sure that this happens. But ultimately, my name is Megan, and I am here today to tell you that the rumor is true. I have kept this a secret from Amanda and Marie, and for no shame, because this is a moment that we are going to celebrate not only us as a community, but give back to Amanda and Marie for all that they have done for the 200, I'm sorry, Amanda, more than 200 episodes that we have been together for. And I don't know about you, but yes, my hand was raised at the beginning. I was one of the original 12. I remember walking through Publix, and those of you that know Publix know, right? It was a pleasure. And I had Amanda and Marie in my ears, and it was wonderful. So today we are turning the mic over to the audience, and we're going to hear from you guys on what stands out in your brains over 200 episodes and what you love and hold near and dear. For me, this podcast is just that moment where I am driving to work and get the inspiration for my next unit. And it happens every time because they have this amazing ability to take what matters in education, combine it with the skills and strategies that work, and recommend these end products that really take English language arts and turn it into the true art form that it's intended to be. And it's that magic that continues to inspire and drive me as a teacher, and I find fostered so much within this community. So even if it's not a conversation that Amanda or Marie are having at that moment, you can easily find additional things within us as a community. And that is just the chef's kiss moment for us, I think. And so for today, we're doing just that. We are turning the mic over and we are hearing from everybody. And you're going to get content, you're going to get resources, you're going to get the magic things that everybody takes away. And I cannot wait for all of us to get started. So thank you to everybody who has sent in audio. If not, join us over on Instagram. We cannot wait to talk with you. And to be honest, I don't know who can be better to turn the mic over to first than the author bestie to the podcast. And to all of those that you will hear later, thank you, thank you, thank you. And we will see you over on Instagram at the end. Y'all have a great time. Thanks.
Hi, this is Ruta Sepetys. Did you know that Brave New Teaching is celebrating its 200th episode? Oh my gosh, that's an amazing milestone. Amanda, Marie, and the brave new teaching community, congratulations. I'm so thrilled that I was able to be part of this journey so far. And I look very forward to being part of additional episodes in the future. So stay tuned. And again, congratulations.
Well, hello there, Amanda and Marie. Do you see what I did there? Happy 200th episode. Yay! Congratulations, and thank you for inspiring me and motivating me in the eve of my career. I've been teaching for over 25 years, and you have created a space that is warm, intelligent, and oh, so necessary. Times are tumultuous and stressful, and you have provided a safe, articulate, and fabulous environment. You push me to be a better educator, and you provide invaluable guidance. Here's to 200 more episodes, and thanks again.
Hi, friends. This is Elizabeth from Kentucky, and I just wanted to pop in to share how much I enjoy having brave new teaching in my life. Everything is so invaluable, from the podcast to the workshops to the summer shenanigans to curriculum rehab, which I've been honored to go through a couple summers ago, and it's just all been great for my teaching practice, especially when I don't always feel I get the support or the professional development that I need in school. This is all very relevant to what I want to be doing in my classroom, and I've learned a lot. Specifically, my absolute favorite episode has been episode 85, where you talk about what to do when kids don't read the books at home. I remember listening to that, walking around my neighborhood, and just being stopped in my tracks with the way that I could see it shifting my classroom so that I wouldn't feel the burden of needing to guide my students through a story. I would put that onus on them, give that responsibility, but we would still be able to have such meaningful interactions and discussions and learnings in the classroom besides that. So I thank you all for the work that you put in, and I can't wait for 200 more episodes.
Hi, Amanda. Hi, Marie. It's your friend Elise in Maryland. Just wanted to say a huge congratulations to you on 200 episodes of the Brave New Teaching podcast. What a crazy achievement. I first started listening to you guys in the summer of 2020, and the earliest thing that I remember doing with you is the Down with the Reading Quiz sessions that you guys did. Everything that you said, from the Sesame Street quizzes to the one-pager quizzes, all of it completely transformed the way that I approach reading and assessment in my classroom, and I've been hooked on Brave New Teaching ever since. Like, every single episode, you guys have something useful, something helpful, something inspirational, something funny to share, and I'm constantly impressed by your generosity and willingness to share all of your teacher tips and life hacks and tricks with everybody every week after week after week. You guys are really the gold standard for what really good curriculum design looks like, what really good classroom instruction looks like, what really good teaching looks like, what really good humans look like. You guys are the very best. So cheers again to you, my friends. Congrats.
Good morning, ladies. This is Lynette Souls from Redding, California. I just wanted to give you a quick update on what I have implemented this year through your encouragement. I've created a March Madness bracket. I have about 26 to 28 pieces to pick from. So I think this is going to take us actually all the way to the end of the year. We're doing two pieces a week. I have chosen all of the poetry pieces that I have picked for my seventh grade middle school students are either the author is reading the piece or I have found some sort of YouTube animation video to go with it. I have everything across the board from classics up to spoken poetry, Sarah Kay, Amanda Gorman, Kwame Alexander, who's very popular right now. The pieces that are in the running right now are Gwendolyn Brooks, which I love. My students are walking around reciting We Real Cool, and also the Kwame Alexander piece. They like both, they love anything that he does. So anyway, Thank you so much for the inspiration. And when we are all done, we are going to analyze them with the big six. Keep it up, ladies. Thank you.
Hey, Amanda and Marie. My name is Jesse Mueller, and I wanted to wish you happy 200 episodes. I teach middle school English in Indiana, and it's hard to believe that I've only been listening to you guys for a year, but I'm pretty sure I've listened to every single one of your episodes, both regular and happy hour. And there are some that I've listened to two or three times because they were that good. Thank you for all the work that you guys do for the ELA community, whether that be instructional resources or curriculum planning guidance or just making us laugh and helping us to find the joy in being a teacher. As far as curriculum goes, you guys have really helped me itch that part of my brain where I enjoy thinking about how to build inquiry-based units, to find supplemental texts like candy, like Amanda says, and to give my students a really enriching experience that really challenges them in an authentic way. The resources that you guys put out with curriculum building and instruction have just been game changers, both for challenging my students, but also for helping me to be brave and try something new. Amanda's Big Six has helped me change my poetry instruction completely, and seeing sixth graders discuss the speaker and find the turn in a poem and really analyze at a level beyond just finding the tools has been incredible. And I even incorporated synthesis writing through Dystopia after attending your guys' workshop. Thank you for all that you do, and I can't wait for the next 200 episodes of BNT.
I owe the success or survival of my first year to Brave New Teaching. This podcast has everything you need to be successful as a first-year teacher, not just the tools and the skills and the resources, but just the community. Marie and Amanda themselves are so real, and I feel like I learn the most from when they share their own personal experiences and how they overcame them and how they're still overcoming them years and years into their experience. And that's just what's given me the most hope as a first-year teacher, just hearing their mistakes, knowing I'm not alone, that I'm also making these mistakes, that it's part of the journey, and that I can be a successful teacher. I can be a teacher that puts students first, that puts inquiry first, that makes learning not only engaging, but creative and rigorous. And there's just something so special about the banter between these two, the way that they present information. I'm just so grateful for them. I feel like they have been my light in the darkest moments of this first year, and I highly recommend the podcast, especially the episodes on essential questions, unit and lesson planning for first year, but all year teachers. So thank you, Brave New Teaching.
Hello, my name is Shay Klima. I am a high school English teacher from the greater Milwaukee area, and I really just wanted to phone in and say thank you so much for 200 episodes plus all of the extras, Camp BNT in the summer, where I've gotten such good book recommendations, as well as won a class set of books to use in my classroom for book clubs. I really just appreciate the fact that you guys are real and that you tell it like it is. And I will tell you that curriculum rehab, especially after the pandemic, was a game changer for me. I've been teaching 26 years, and that's been a minute. So it's nice to know that there's been support for somebody who's been at this game for a while, and everybody in my department is now on board as well. Congratulations, Amanda and Marie. You deserve the very best. We appreciate you so much. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thanks again for listening to Brave New Teaching.
We'd love to keep the conversation going over on Instagram.
And while you're there, check out the links in our bio for the most up-to-date events going on in the Brave New Teaching community.
Thanks for being here, and have a great week at school.